Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a donation online at loe.org or call me at 617-629-3638. And thanks.
Though rising temperatures are already thawing the frozen seas, some features of the icy oceans are indelibly part of our landscape and language, and evocatively described in the book Home Ground. Barry Lopez and Deborah Gwartney created this compilation of landscape terms to create pictures in our minds of the features of our planet. Today, Eva Salitas reads her definition of pack ice.
Pack ice. In winter, a quixotic carapace of drifting sea ice blankets millions of square miles of the polar ocean. Inupiaq Eskimo call the permanent part of the polar pack, consisting of both multi-year and annual pack ice, Akanga Siku, mother ice. The English language term is meant to include, as well, the extensive fields of younger, mobile ice of the year, the seasonal or annual ice that may stretch much farther to the south as winter settles in. During storms, pack ice cries out, grinding, screeching. Winds, tides, and currents mangle flows into pressure ridges or rip them apart to form temporary open water leads. When Ernest Shackleton's ship Endurance became frozen in Antarctic pack ice in January 1915, the dynamic nature of the ice was made manifest in a ship that was at first cemented, then splintered, and finally sunk in place, all while the pack traveled 670 miles in 10 months, shuddering and groaning incessantly. In his famous poem, Coleridge depicts the fearful aspects of pack ice encountered by the ancient mariner. The ice was here, the ice was there, the ice was all around. It cracked and growled and roared and howled like noises in a swound. Ishmael, Moby Dick's narrator, calls pack ice a boundless churchyard grinning with its lean ice monuments and splintered crosses. Eskimos in Arctic Alaska hold quite a different view. For these native people, annual ice forming over the continental shelf equals life. In summer, melting pack ice releases fresh water and nutrients, helping spin a food web, algae, flagellates, zooplankton, fishes, mammals. Polar bears and many species of seal and whale are entirely dependent on pack ice for survival. When the pack drifts far to the north, Eskimo hunters scan the seaward horizon expectantly for its reflection in the sky, ice blink, a brightness in the clouds. In recent years, summer pack ice, reduced by global warming, remains farther offshore and less accessible to hunters. In this century, if current projections of continuous climate warming are correct, the shrinking ice pack will transform the Northwest Passage from occasional adventure to commonplace reality.
Eva Salitas is a biologist and writer from Homer, Alaska. Her description of pack ice comes from the book Home Ground, Language for an American Landscape, compiled by Barry Lopez and Deborah Gwartney.